All right, good morning, everyone. Tim Phillips here on Mix 93, and very, very happy to be talking to Chloe Caroline this morning. Good morning, Chloe. How are you doing?
Good morning. It is a beautiful, sunny day in California, so I am doing well.
Why, you are in California now. Now, did you? Let's go to this background. Okay, where you've got the song Gemini. We've been playing the heck out of that here for a few months now, but where did you get started on this thing?
Yeah, so I was born and raised in Manhattan Beach, California, which is a little beach town, like 15 minutes south of the airport here. And I just grew up in a house of music. My dad was in bands growing up. He was also a songwriter, and he'd always be singing around the house. And I always felt really called to music. That's really the only way I can put it. Like, even as like a little girl, like listening to Cat Stevens or Stevie Nicks, like I would find just the meaning and the lyrics that like most 5-year-olds probably, you know, they wouldn't understand. And I don't know why.
And you were diving in.
I was diving in. I was like, I don't know. I felt called to it. And then I started taking piano lessons. And I wrote my first song when I was 6.
Oh, my.
And it's funny, though. Like, I wasn't the kid who was, like, singing at, like, state fairs or, like, anything like that. Like, I did the talent show, like, once a year, and I sang then, and I did my piano recitals, and, you know, I did choir, but I wasn't, like, you know, me, center of attention, on stage, singing all over the place. I really was like singing around my house for the most part and writing these songs. And it wasn't until I was about 11, I got very sick as a kid, and music became like my for real best friend. And I started teaching myself guitar and writing even more songs, like actually now that I was like a little bit older, really still knew nothing, but you know, and started posting on Facebook, started posting my songs. When I got a Facebook page. So that's kind of really where it began.
Now, okay, you've piqued my interest here. So what was that first song about?
Ooh, well, I think that it's funny. I remember the first song that I wrote when I was like 11. I remember the first like melody that I wrote on piano when I was like 6. Can't really remember what it was about. When I was 11, I remember it was a song. It was actually pretty sad. So like I said, I'd been pretty sick as a kid. I had been pretty isolated for like about a year around sixth grade. I couldn't go to school because I was like in and out of the hospital. And I had started writing like poetry about that experience. So I think that was like the first like real song that I had. And then it's funny, I was showing my boyfriend, I found the notebook from when I was like a kid. And the next song was this song called, like, When It Was Me and You. And it was this whole, like, relationship song. And I had never even, like, kissed a boy. I was, like, very young. I had no idea. And there were some pretty deep lyrics in there. And I'm like, where is this girl getting this information?
Yeah, too much TV while you're in the hospital room, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'm just, like, over here, like, yeah, exactly. My imagination's just running wild.
Wow, oh, that is great. But you got through that, and you've been healthy since?
I have, yeah. I'm very, very blessed. I haven't had many issues at all. If I get really run down sometimes. But otherwise, I'm lucky. I try to live a pretty balanced lifestyle, as balanced as you can in this crazy industry.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's got to be a tough to stay balanced in the world of entertainment.
Yeah, it is, and I've learned the hard way. You know, I've definitely had periods of my life where I completely fried myself and was going too hard to the point where I'm like, what am I doing? Like, I'm not even living. You know, like I'm writing songs about stuff that happened when I was 17 because I'm just working all the time, and I had to, you know, kind of reframe my life and realize that I needed more balance so I could write songs that were actually about my life again and,
oh, sure.
And be a, you know, the best version of myself and not get burnt out. And be able to use my creativity in like multiple ways.
Oh yeah.
It was definitely a choice though I had to make, you know, and it's not always easy.
And I suppose one you have to make day to day, it's just not, you always have more things coming up, I'm sure.
100%. And I feel like, I'm obviously like first and foremost like an artist, a singer, songwriter, but I feel like a lot of what I talk about is about just like how to live like the best version of yourself. And a lot of people are like, well, like how do I do that? How can you choose to do that? Like, I hate my job or like whatever it is. And I don't know, I always say like you start really small and you find like little things that make you happy. It's like, if you know that I like to cook or I like to, you know, walk down this particular street because I love seeing all these really beautiful homes, you know, whatever it is, like
right.
If it makes you smile, like do that and keep doing that. And then you start recognizing more things that make you feel that way.
Well, you're espousing a lot of wisdom. So I have to ask, how old are you?
I'm 28.
Wow. Well, you're doing pretty good for 28. I was going to say.
Thank you. Like I said, I feel like I'm definitely an old soul. For sure.
Oh, no, that is great. But for 28, I think you got a lot of wisdom going on there.
Thank you.
You bet. Now, Wisely, let's dive into the Gemini song. You talk about the songwriting. When did you write this one?
Yeah, so this is actually a really interesting one because I had started it kind of around the time that I was like hitting that burnout I was just talking about.
Okay.
And I had written it in Nashville. I was still living there at the time, and I went to school there, and I really started my career there, I would say. And I had started writing it because I realized that I kept attracting like the same type of people. At this point, I had been in a serious relationship, but everybody in my life just seemed to be like the same zodiac sign, have similar personality traits, and I just was like, this is too weird. And I hadn't heard a song that kind of really leaned into that. And so I just started looking at like the people that I had dated that all seemed to be Geminis and their similar traits. And it went from there. And then I ended up actually going to Thailand. I got an opportunity to record there, and I had already recorded the song in Nashville, but we ended up like doing some extra stuff there, and then it went back to Nashville, and we had more production, and it was literally a whole journey. And then I moved to LA and brought it here with me, and here we are.
So what is the mix that we hear now? Is that have anything out of Thailand, or is that one you just kind of redid it when you got back to the U.S. totally?
Yeah, I ended up literally redoing this song about like 3 times. I think there's like some like background vocals from then, but yeah, we kept trying it different ways until we finally got something that we felt was right. I mean, that's always the most difficult thing with a song. It's like if you have a good song, it can be done so many different ways. The options seem endless, and then you finally just have to make some tough decisions.
Oh yeah, I think I was doing trivia, I think on the Beach Boys the other day, and their very first hit, Surfer Girl, they did kind of this little acoustic version, and it just was not good, and it took 2 years later, a year later, the studio, hey, redo this now that you've kind of honed yourself, and then it became their first hit. And with Simon and Garfunkel, I think I did a story in them too, where they're like, they did this in real acoustic version. The record company, while they were, after they had broken up, they were like, one guy's in college, the other guy's across the world. They re-released it, but they put a bunch of stuff behind it, and it went number one. The guy's going, I think that's my song. And then here they go.
That's amazing. It's funny you bring up Surfer Girl, though. That's like my favorite Beach Boys song. That was like the song my dad used to sing all the time, like a little girl. And they actually grew up like literally 15 minutes from my house here. So small world.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely it is. Well, we love Gemini, and it's a great song, but we got to ask, you know, do you have a second single coming up? I mean, it's still going up the charts, but you always got to have a plan, I'm sure.
Well, it's funny you ask, because I just released, actually, this past Friday, another song called Saving Space. And again, a very cosmic sort of song, but this one is definitely like, it's one of my babies. I have certain songs that, I mean, I love them all, but I have certain songs that are very personal, obviously, like especially personal. And this song still, I feel like, you know, gives me chills and has really changed my life in some ways. And it's all about, you know, creating space and saving space for what is meant for you, and trusting the unknown and trusting the timing, and ultimately kind of trusting that there's better out there for you, and believing in it enough to let go and surrender instead of trying to control everything, instead of trying to control if something's going to work out. Just kind of chalking it up to God, the universe, whatever you choose to believe in, and believing that it's already there if it's already meant to happen.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. You might have just come up with a premise for another NBC movie of the week there or something, maybe. I'm not sure. You'll have to, you'll have to ship us that new one, too, when you get ready to send that out. We'd love to start on that
100%.
One.
100%. I will do that right away.
There we go. Well, and so you've got this going on. Independent artists, of course, always tough to do things and balance your life and everything else. But what do you have that's coming in the future? Do you know anything that's coming near, or how are things?
Yeah, I do. Because in some ways, thanks to COVID, there's a lot of time to write music. And I was going back and forth between LA and Nashville and just writing constantly. And I had a lot to write about in my life. I feel like I had a whole spiritual awakening of sorts, and you'll kind of see that through line through the record that I will be releasing. But I have two EPs that are coming first, so lots and lots of music. I'm releasing the first EP in January, and then the second one to follow, and then an album. There's so much music, I can't even tell you. So I'm very excited.
Yeah, it's a 14 album set. Good luck, everybody, right?
Yeah, good luck.
Well, and how can
people
find you if they're trying to look at you on social media?
Yes. So I have every single platform, Instagram, TikTok. My Instagram's at Chloe Caroline. My TikTok's at I'm Chloe Caroline. Twitter at I'm Chloe Caroline. Feel free to DM me. I have my number also in all of my bios. You can text me. It's actually me, not a robot. I just love to connect with people that like to connect to my music. So, yeah, I'd love to talk to you. My website as well, chloecaroline.com.
Oh, well, that sounds—you sound like very approachable. So that should be fun. Hopefully, you get so much fame where you can't do that anymore. But we'll take it for now.
Yeah, gotta be careful. For me, I just want to reply to absolutely everybody, and it's a full-time job in itself. So I try my best.
Definitely. Well, we'll put up the rest of the stuff. We'll put it up in the show notes for the day, and we'll put it up on the website there at KLTZ.com for a while, so people can get connected a little bit and find out more about you. And I'm glad we did, too. So it's always great to get the background story, and we look forward to this story continuing for quite a while.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate you guys supporting me. And, yeah, I'll definitely send over Saving Space.
All right, we'll look for it. And, again, thank you so much, Chloe.
Thank you.